that could get your attention. Thank you. If you were here yesterday, and I think so many of you were, thank you for that attention. Yesterday we had President Preckwinkle. Last week we had some amazing programs. Every one of them have been sold out. And every day we do this, I'm blown away with just the amazing folks that come together. You're all doing good things in your sectors, in your community, in the city. And to have you take your time out of your day to be here moving forward the civic dialogue for Chicago and for Illinois. And obviously to hear our amazing public servant today and Secretary Gia Biagi. So thank you for taking time to be here. I'm going to give you, as always, a sampling of who is in this room, especially with our elected officials and public servants. We appreciate them so much here at City Club. Senator Rahm Villavalam, from the chair of the Transit Committee. Senator Villavalam, thank you for being here. His partner in crime is Representative Eva Dina Delgado on the House side. The two of them, she's over there with Deloitte. The two of them have, as President Preckwinkle put it yesterday, have carried the water on so much lately with regards to the transit bill and funding. Thank you to them. Also, Senator Laura Murphy is here. Thank you, Senator Murphy, and Representative Marcus Evans. I know Representative Ryan Spain is here. I saw him. I also saw Mayor Brad Peterson from Franklin Park. Say hello. Mayor Chad Myers from Schiller Park. I think they're both with Kay Whitlock. Deputy Governor Bria Scudder is here, another speaker at our recent panel, as was CT Acting President Nora Learson. Thank you for being back. He's on his way. Cassandra Rouse is here, Illinois Tollway. You're going to be hearing from her very soon, a little sneak peek into some programming we've got coming. Sis Killen here from the county transportation. Thank you. Inspector General Jeb Witzberg is here. Thank you, Deb. City Club Speaker Jackie Grimshaw. Jackie, welcome back. You're always welcome. Judge Michael Cabanargi is here. CMAPs. Where is CMAP? Aaron Alleman. Okay, back there. She's going to be moving up front here. She's going to be speaking very soon. Also, as potentially a follow-up to this, we've been talking with her team. Where's Labor's Mark Poulos? Labor, Mark, there you are. You've done a lot of this heavy lifting as well. We always appreciate when we have Labor in the room and representing all the work that all your folks have done to move the state forward. World Business Chicago's Phil Clement is here. I always say we've got recovering public servants. There are many of you in the room. Tom Powers is here. Mike Zalewski, David Doig, Anthony Pacenti. I think Paul Volpe is here. Thank you to all of those. We appreciate public servants. We appreciate those present, current, future, and of course past, who are now Aaron Lavin Cabanargi's here, moving our city forward in the civic scene and in your businesses now. I mentioned Joe Seliga from Mayor Brown, Reverend Stanley Watkins, Adam Miranda, and then there's one special guest who's doubling. He runs the Golden Institute, but he also doubles as the speaker's spouse today, and that's Travis Raymond. Travis, welcome back. We love having you here with us. Okay, so good sampling, right, of who's in the room. Mike Daly, John Daly, thank you guys. This is what, you know, these are the folks here that make the city move. And there's one in particular that I'll also mention. He's been a partner of ours at City Club in a couple of these programs, and he's also a great leader. But a great example of this in the spirit of collaboration, especially between business and civic and government. And I'm going to ask him to introduce our speaker today. So if you could join me in welcoming to City Club Senior Vice President of the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club of Chicago. Welcome back, Tom Kitarek. Thanks, Tom. You got this big step? All right.
Thanks, Dan, and welcome, everybody, and thanks for the collaboration with the Civic Committee and our Transportation Task Force. I want to give Dan and the board of the City Club kudos for just really turning this institution into one of the premier places for debate and education. And Dan and the team are on an absolute heater. I counted, they had 10 meetings this month, and all of them sold out. I just got an email saying I got to boost my membership if I'm going to come to the next one. That's a good problem to have. So congratulations. So I'm going to introduce our guest today by starting with a little background. And I printed out a biography of her from Freenoy magazine. Yeah, if you know, you know. So Freenoy, she didn't think I was going to do that one. So I'm Croatian. One day I'll get in the Croatian Federal Credit Union's newsletter. That's the version of Freenoy for my Italian friends. But, you know, she has an absolutely enormously wonderful career that I'll touch upon. First as a planner, going to the University of Michigan and the University of Illinois for their urban planning. She's a MUP for those folks who've done their urban planning at UIC. She worked at the Park District, ultimately becoming the chief of staff. She was principal at Jeannie Gang's Studio Gang, and, of course, the CDOT commissioner, and then of here she is at IDOT. But I think the thing that I'd like to highlight about Secretary Biagi is that with every single one of those positions, she's brought a really unique ability of a quality of innovation, creativity, attention to design, really embodying the City Beautiful movement that is goes back to Burnham in the 1893 World's Fair. And if anybody wants to see that, there's a park in Memphis, Tennessee that she worked on, which is absolutely gorgeous, and collaboration. But really the quality that I like a lot about her the most is that she's a GSD. She's a get stuff done person. Absolutely. One of my favorite phone calls ever is getting one from her. And my first phone call was at the request of Tim Mitchell when he found that the Park District had a problem of building the Riverwalk and some extra boat slips because the 1890 Rivers and Harbors Act wouldn't let the river go. You couldn't build concrete in the river. It had to have a width. And that takes changing law. At the time, I was a staffer in the U.S. Senate for Senator Dick Durbin. That's hard to do. And when she got on the phone, she's like, well, maybe we could do it a different way. And through a really creative approach, we essentially browbeat the Army Corps of Engineers into letting us do it. And that's to the tenaciousness that she has. And that is also embodied. The first thing that she did when she came into the Department of Transportation was to tackle one of the biggest problems everybody had a headache with, which is the Kennedy. I was on a panel discussion with her, and right there, she's like, we're going to fix this by Thanksgiving. That's a high-risk thing for a leader to come in and promise, and she delivered. And I think that's really an embodiment of the leadership that she has. So with that, I'd like to bring up both Gia and Dan to come and what's that? Oh, just she's just going to sit here. What's that conversation for? Good enough. When you do 10 of them, Dan, right? So either way, let's all give a round of applause for not only the best transportation secretary, but the coolest.
All right. Well, wow, what a room. Freenoy, man. Freenoy. All right. We have a lot of Italiani in the room, maybe. We're at Maggiano's, right? Like, is that why it's here? There's a restaurant called Biagi's, I think, down in Springfield. But it's different Biagi's, I think. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom. If you don't know Tom Kotarek, you might not know how to get anything done on transportation in this town. So I thank you so much for the kind words, your support. And Tom has a stickiness, right? He adheres to the task at hand and pulls us all together, gets us all moving. Thank you for that. You are an incredible part of our city. Thank you, Dan Gibbons, fantastic leader. Thank you, City Club, for having me here today. City Club has changed a lot in the last couple of decades. And as Tom put it, man, you are doubling down on all the right ways to get this city and this state to engage in these important public interest questions, the questions that affect all of us, the challenges that we all face. So thank you, Dan. Thank you, City Club. Awesome. New board members, too, and Marilyn Gardner. It's fantastic. And in thanking the board, I'd be remiss if I came here today and didn't recognize the passing of a former City Club board member, Lori Healy. Lori, many of you knew her, incredible person. She was a mentor and a friend of mine. My first job in city government was for Lori as an intern. And for the rest of my life, she introduced me as her intern. It didn't matter. I could have all the hats in the world, all the jobs in the world. But I will forever be her intern and forever in awe of what she did for this city and what she did for people like me. So just a hat tip to Lori today. I want to thank so many people for being here today. Now I can't thank anybody because there are so many folks who showed up. But certainly, thank you to my leadership team. We have a lot of IDOT folks in the house. They work hard every day. They took some time out today to join us. Thank you, Bria Scudder, our deputy governor. How about it for Bria? She's doing incredible work. Incredible work. She actually hates that I'm even recognizing her here, but she's an incredible partner to our organization, to me personally, and to all of you in making sure that things get done in this state. And a thank you to Governor Pritzker, of course, and the governor who shows us what leadership and integrity looks like every day. And I couldn't be more proud to be part of that team. So, you know, people like Dan, like Tom, like Lori, like Bria, like the governor, like many of our folks right here in this room, my team at IDOT, you know, we're all part of an ecosystem, right? You're here because you have something to do with the community of people in this city, in this region, in this state, who are part of a project that we have to do together. It's this project of how do we make life better for as many people as possible by how we plan, build, manage, maintain, and invest in all of the things that we own together, that we own in common. And what we own together is the public realm, public infrastructure. That's streets and sidewalks, it's highways, it's interchanges, it's bridges, it's bikeways, it's also parks, it's city-owned vacant lots. All of that together, that is the public realm. That's what we own together. That's what we need to make decisions about together. That is what we're all in it together for. What we know how to do is to invest in those kinds of assets that we share, make great decisions, and make life better for people in Illinois. That's why we're here. And at IDOT, we are stewards of a whole lot of that public realm. And we are deeply invested in how we get people from where they are to where they want to be. I usually call it those meaningful destinations in life. It's not just work. It's meaningful. Work should be meaningful. But we want to get you to that park. We want to get you to school. We want to get you to the grocery store. We want to get you to your neighbor's house or to that meeting with your neighbors as you organize and as you be part of the community that you live in. And part of our role is also not only how you get there, but it's to make those places great, right? We have infrastructure everywhere. There's no excuse not to do something great if we do it together with what we own in common and invest and decide together. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about what we do at IDOT. It's been a while, I think, since anyone from IDOT has been here. I'm going to talk about what we've been up to the last year, and where I think we're headed, and how we're going to get there. So a little bit on who we are. Aha. Well, that's not who we are. That is from a TED Talk almost 10 years ago. A TED Talk, Jesus. It's from a City Club talk. If it was a TED Talk, I'd be pacing more and pausing. And it'd be like, what, exactly 14 minutes? It's not. But it's been 10 years almost since someone from IDOT has stood at this podium and talked to Chicago, talked to this region. And that was one of my predecessors, Randy Blankenhorn. And when he came here about 10 years ago, they had about 4,800 people at IDOT. That's the workforce an operating budget of about $3 billion. And he was here to talk about many things, but also a $3.5 billion capital program, the infrastructure program. So by today, we're pretty close in terms of size. You know, we're almost to 5,000. I think we were for like 2 weeks and it dipped again. But we're about that size. Our operating budget is almost $5 billion, so a little bigger. And our capital program is $50 billion, a multi-year program of $50 billion. Hey, I didn't do it, but thank you. So slightly bigger in terms of staff, somewhat bigger in terms of operating, and significantly bigger in terms of the program that we have to deliver. Exponentially bigger, this capital budget. So I put that in context then to tell you a little bit, little I.101, and my team will correct me later if I get this wrong. But I.101, for the uninitiated, your Department of Transportation, we're an agency of builders, we're fixers, we're doers, we're planners, we're policymakers, we're lawyers, we're laborers, we're managers, we're mechanics. We are auditors and even archaeologists. We have archaeologists. Who knew? We do. And we have interns, of course, right? So we have 9 districts across the state. It's massive. We have 5 regions that absorb those 9 districts. But you can think of us as a DOT of DOTs, right? And DOT, for the uninitiated, Department of Transportation, CDOT, Chicago's DOT is a DOT. Imagine we have 9 CDOTs, right, all across the state. And each of those districts is operating like a mini DOT. They have planning and programming. They have folks doing construction, admin, operations, all of those things. Then these 2 additional offices, right? So we have these 9 districts under 5 regions, and then we have a central office in Springfield. In Springfield, that, in case for folks who live up here, that's where it is. I'll point out St. Louis later. It's okay. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. But our Springfield office is filled with our bureaus and offices, and they provide planning and policy and funding and implementation help both to our districts and then together with the districts to the nearly 7,000 cities and counties and towns and townships and villages all across the state of Illinois. That is a lot of constituents. In fact, here's a chart for you. We have the most units of local government of any state in the union. Right? Now, anyone who works in state government knows this. That is a lot of constituents. That is a lot of people counting on us. It's a lot of organizations counting on us who depend on what we do. So a little on what we do. So we're responsible for a massive amount of infrastructure, both directly and indirectly. And it's really every aspect of Illinois' transportation network. We are roadways and railways and waterways and bikeways and trailways and all the ways, right? All the ways. We have something to do with all of that. You can see we have almost 150,000 miles of roadway. Usually I like to call it lane miles because then I can say it's 300,000, but we'll deal with that stat. That's a little inside baseball. But 150,000 miles of roadway across the state that serve our 12.7 billion residents and our visitors. And we're moving people, and I'll talk about that. But we're also moving a whole lot of goods, a whole lot of goods across the state. We handle 2 billion tons of freight annually, 2 billion tons on our roadways. That's 2 billion tons going across our 8,000 bridges that we manage and the 40,000 bridges in this state that we help monitor. That is that tonnage going across our rail, going across our 10,000 grade crossings across our state. That's the second most grade crossings in the United States. That freight, it does, of course, it matters, right? It's a big part of our economy. Freight alone, in Illinois, it's about $1.5 trillion to our local economy, to our Illinois economy. That's 40% of our economy is dependent on freight and freight-related industries. And I know it sounds like a lot of freight, but you're seeing it, right? You're on the roads. You're seeing it drive up to your house and make a delivery. You're seeing it come through our airports, all kinds of things. But it's a massive part of what we have to deliver. So we know that those deliveries, those packages, all of those goods and services, it isn't just those pieces of freight. It's not just that cargo. It's jobs, right? It's making sure our businesses have what they need. It's making sure our families have what they need. That's all embedded in freight. That's so much of what we do is trying to support that. But we also move people, not like into your next rental apartment, but we move you around the state. Planes, trains, automobiles, buses, bikes, even ferries. We help people get around. So I did say trains and buses. I know it's a hot topic, right? Trains, buses right now. We've been a longtime partner in transit. And in fact, and we will continue to be in the future, we already support 59 transit operations in 101 of our state's 102 counties. We're a big part of transit. So not just the urban and suburban ones that you're more familiar with, perhaps, but we support 43 rural transit systems statewide. And what are we doing? We're funding buses and rail cars and clean fleet technology, electronic fare systems, paratransit stations, so much more. We collaborate with our friends on the transit boards right here, with its CTA and the president who's here today from CTA and Metra and PACE and RTA. We are collaborators on capital and operations. And we fund Amtrak, that service that comes through here. Almost 2 million riders go through Illinois Amtrak stations, and we fund that service. So there's a lot of ways that we are supporting transit already, and I'm sure there's someone who wants to ask me a question about it later. So do you fly? We operate over 100 airstrips, landing strips. Do you bike? Do you run? Do you walk? We support over 5,000 miles of bike trails and walking trails. So 5,000 miles. There are 4,000 miles of streets in the city of Chicago. That's if every street in Chicago was a bike lane. Imagine. That'd be kind of, yeah, I kind of like that. Nonetheless, that gives you a sense of the magnitude, right? So, and a big part of our job is maintaining all of that, right? We have the crews. We're picking the litter. We're out rain, sleet, sun, snow. We're out there getting those roadways cleaned all the time. We're maintaining it. And I do want to give a hat tip to our crews who have done huge work, not just in this marketplace, but certainly in parts of our state that aren't used to snow at the levels that we got it. So if you see anybody out there, give them a little space. Don't crowd the plow. They do great work. It's dangerous work. Yeah. So you get it. We're builders, we're planners, we're doers, we're fixers. But most importantly, we're partners. Nothing we do happens without partnership across the districts and the bureaus of our agency. Partnership. With those 6,900 cities and towns and townships and counties and all of that, partnership. With our sister agencies, CDOT, CTA, and more, Cook County, Tollway, partners. With the General Assembly, and thank you to those of you who are here today. We can't do it without your help. To labor, unions that push for good jobs and good wages and making sure that there's good and honest work out there for people in Illinois. And definitely to industry. Many of you here today are consultants and contractors. You are a force multiplier. We cannot do that alone. We need that partnership. So that's only a little bit of this ecosystem and that partnership. And we've been able to get a lot done. In fact, it's been a pretty big year. So what have we been doing? Oh, that's St. Louis, Metro East, for those of you who don't know. I'll never stop making that joke. But it was a good year at IDOT. Many, many good things happened. Thanks to that partnership, thanks to that hard work, we hit milestones in so many projects all across the categories. We bid 1,000 projects this past year. 1,000 construction projects went out the door. We had tons of bridge projects like this one in St. Louis. We had a massive set of ramps completed in Champaign. That's nearby. Champaign County. We had many more of those projects, 255, 270. We have things like diverging diamond interchanges where we're trying new ways to make it safer and as easy and intuitive as possible for people to move through. We have bridge projects down in Peoria. I'm assuming you know where Peoria is. But major bridge projects like McCluggage Bridge. I'll stop making that joke. But McCluggage Bridge, so many bridge projects. So we do the big bridges and we do the smaller ones. This is a bike bridge that was part of a broken 15-mile network outside of Springfield and Pena and Taylorville. And we were able to snap it together after 10 years of waiting. I mean, that's the kind of thing, large and small, that we're doing, helping people move. This is Sean from our transit department. Decatur Mose, where is she? You didn't know you were in here. There she is. We love transit. So this is Decatur. This is Decatur Moves, a new microtransit program we're doing. We also had new fleet go out, Midwest passenger rail cars. I think we had 88 cars that go from here to the Quad Cities now. We had certainly a big win in the Chicagoland area, and this is an image of the 71st Street SIP project in Cook County. You're great partners on that and so many others. We had the flyover open down on Englewood, and what that's doing is reducing those conflicts. All those at-grade crossings, that's where pedestrians get hurt. That's where you're waiting. That's where the emissions from those sitting rail cars are hurting our air quality. And so these kinds of projects are huge. And then there's this little guy. Anyone know that? This is Kennedy, right? We're happy. Yay, the Kennedy. Yay, it's done. Yes. Yes. Thank you. You get a minute. You get like 1 minute to celebrate a win. And there were so many folks, Lorig and HNTV and so many consultants, but certainly the team at IDOT. And just as a reminder, that was 75 of those lane miles. That was 24 exit and entrance ramps that you couldn't get on or off from until we fixed it, right? There, 36 bridges, fixing the express lanes. We poured 1 million square feet of concrete. That would be like if we covered Millennium Park in concrete twice, which we would never do. Never. Okay, just say it. We installed 1,200 new LED light fixtures. That's as many light fixtures as there are seats in the Chicago Theater. We installed 16 overhead signs. If you stacked all the signs that we installed, they'd be as tall as a Sears Tower. And yes, it's not the Willis Tower, it's the Sears Tower. That gives you, yeah, how about it, right? All right. But that gives you a sense of the magnitude, right, of what we're doing here. So it's been a historic year. And in fact, we were able to close the quarter by talking about and announcing, along with the governor, the largest construction program in the history of the state of Illinois. This $50 billion, it is the biggest. It is a multi-year program, not since 1881, when they certainly didn't have this kind of cash, but it's never been this big. It's huge. It's bigger than Texas's DOT capital program. It's bigger than California's DOT capital program. You take all of our neighboring states and combine it, still bigger. So, and that's amazing, right? How do we get here? We have projects in every one of our 102 counties in that plan. So how did that happen? It took a lot of partnership, right? Rebuild Illinois, that you've heard about, right? Rebuild Illinois, which passed in law in 2019 and stood up in 2020, made that possible. Your legislators in this room and outside of it made that possible. Your governor made that possible. And it was $35 billion for transportation from Rebuild. And on top of that, the Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act, IIJA, came on board. This is a singularity. This is a lot of funding, and in part because we need it, right? And so this is great. It's a good problem to have. So thanks to that leadership and that partnership, we are rebuilding Illinois at a scale that we've never seen before. And we will shortly be doing it at a speed and spend rate that we've never seen before. And I say speed and spend a lot, and that is our focus, because that is a lot, and we need to get it done. Our focus is we want to get projects out the door. We want to get shovels in the ground. We want to get hands on those shovels. We want to cut those ribbons. And we want to open those facilities so people can use them, right? Because that is the point. That is the point. It improves quality of life. But it's been challenging to deliver. It's been a challenge. We know it. We've seen it. I hear it. We feel it. This is the math. You look at 2020 compared to 2019 and before. In some places, they'd call this a hockey stick, a singularity. When you look at the funding in the bars, and then it jumps, right? That's the blue. Light blue operating, dark blue is the capital. That yellow line, that's our workforce. Remember that number? That circle? Didn't get a lot bigger? It's still at that level. So here's the challenge, right? We are designed to deliver a program from 10 years ago. So what do you do with that challenge, right? We have to get after it. But we weren't built to deliver at this scale. And we have, I will say, valiantly doubled the output. Valiantly. Stretched to the max. So we're good. Definitely good. But to take this on, we have to do better. And we will do better. And we've been working behind the scenes. Whoops, there we go. Yes, we've been working behind the scenes to grow that capacity, right? And capacity comes in all forms. It's people, absolutely, absolutely. And we are advertising, and we had doubled our recruitment staff, and we collapsed our hiring process from 100-plus steps to 16, right? If I started and said our hiring process was 16 steps, you'd be like, oh, my God. It was way over 100, okay? And that's the good work of the team saying, okay, we have got to measure this. We've got to see where the roadblocks are. We have got to grow that pipeline. We need to get people in the door. We are working on that headcount. We are changing our processes to get there, expanding that recruitment, like you can see there. And we even, if you're a Gen Xer and you worked at IDOT as one of your first jobs, you came in through a program called the Co-op program. And that meant that you came in as an intern, and if you did a good job, you get your first crack at the open job. Seems reasonable. Totally disappeared for years and years. We just brought it back this year. That's how we're, yes, it's great. Co-op people, I know, if you know, you know. It's a big deal. And so we're working, right? Interns, right? Get them in the door. Who knows where they'll end up. But we're also competing with many, many of you in this room for that next generation of employees, right? Next generation of engineers. Kevin Arnold from ACEC, if he's not here now, he's embarrassed, but he told me, and he shared with me this great stat, that every year we get 140,000 young people who graduate with engineering degrees. 140,000. Guess how many retire in that year? Not the young people. 160,000 retire. So we are all dealing with this gap. And to those of you in your private sector companies who can maybe offer a little more or be more nimble, send them to IDOT first. Right? How about it? They'll be great someday for you. Let us have them first, and maybe we'll get them to stay. And many people do stay for a lifetime, because it's an awesome place to be. And also, we're experimenting on project delivery, right? So you can grow the number of people you have. You've got to use consultants as a force multiplier. But then what can we do in terms of our processes? What can we do different? Speed things up, get things out the door, work it out, bigger economy of scale. We have had a ton of innovative delivery first. So these are bundling our bridge projects, not doing one at a time, looking at geographies, putting a bigger package out that saves time and money, using things like CMGC, using things like design build. Thanks to the legislature, we were able to raise our caps on our ability to do that. That's how we can be nimble. We can do more. With a simple transaction like going into innovative delivery. Land acquisition reforms, we had other, that's one of our pain points in terms of process and speeding things up, speed and spend, getting that money out the door. Land acquisition is a challenge. It used to be that when we were acquiring land anywhere across the state, the person you were acquiring it from, you'd probably run into them at the grocery store, right? A lot of farmers have these edges that we use. You could probably do the transaction in aisle number 12. But now we have multinationals from the coasts and overseas who are buying up massive properties, massive amounts of land along our expressways because they fulfillment centers, right? Or they want to be positioned well for the changing ways that our goods and services are moving. And so now we're negotiating very far away. It's very difficult And so we're working on reforms there, too. That's huge. We acquired 1,000 parcels last year. 1,000. Imagine. For every project we put out to bid for construction, we also acquired a parcel. That's maddening, right? But it's amazing. We're also using artificial intelligence for good. Using a little AI here and there. We had a great program this year, a $400 million fund for local projects. These are all those municipalities and towns who are begging for small local projects and funding for it. So we're like, hey, great, thanks to the state legislature, we've got $400 million. Come on in. We got 1,900 applications worth $5 billion for a $400 million pot. And we were in a hurry to process it. And our Director Bieneman, who's here with us, Holly, she and her team, let's use a large language learning model. Let's process that stuff. Let's get it to a point where we can review it. Let's speed it up exponentially. Speed so we can spend, right? So we're using those tools as best we can. And then the last one I want to point out is something we're looking very seriously at is delegation. Delegation of authority. What do I mean? All those cities and towns and counties, many of them have capacity. They have an engineer whose license is as good as the license of an engineer at IDOT. They know the rules. They know their constituents. They know what's needed. Can we delegate our authority? That is something that we are working on in developing a city's practice and a county's practice, like delegating authority to Sis Killen from Cook County. Why not? She knows what she's doing. Let's give her the authority. Craig Turner at CDOT. Let's go. You know the rules, you know the consequences, you know your constituents. I'm cleaning off our plate. You see what I'm doing there, right? We have to find all these ways to do it. So we give them the agency they need. We get back the capacity that we need to do more, to grow. So all of that takes a team. It takes a village of villages, an ecosystem to go from all the good things we're doing, the good, getting to better. How do we get better? And because really, we do. We want to be the best DOT in the country at everything we do. But to go from good to better, to get to the best version of ourselves, we needed a little help. So enter the Blue Ribbon Commission. The Blue Ribbon Commission. So in 2022, the Illinois General Assembly established a Blue Ribbon Commission. It's not your ordinary Blue Ribbon Commission. These folks, they rolled up their sleeves, did a ton of work. And the idea was to address the critical transportation needs in Illinois. And a big part of that, look under the hood at IDOT. What's going on, right? We know you're good. You're working as hard as you can. But you have a singularity. It dropped on your head. How do we help you? How do we unpack what's in there? How do we, in the context of a generational investment like Rebuild, how do we match the evolving needs of users of our system? And the work, it started in earnest. It had a 3-year run-up to 2025, January, when I got to walk in the door and go, what's this thing we have? Blue Ribbon Commission, what is that? And it was an incredible opportunity. And a commissioner's task, you don't have to read all of it, but it was to make recommendations for how we can be an agile, responsive, sustainable, equitable transportation agency, and how we can have a system that delivers on that promise. Quality of life, economic impact, the mobility that Illinois residents need and want. And we had an incredible group of commissioners, many of whom are here today. It's like the Brady Bunch photo up there. But it's better than that. Incredible. And for those of you who are here today, and to all, I want to thank you for your time and energy. These were serious Blue Ribbon Commissioner members running working groups. If you've seen our report, which debuts today, you heard it here first. This report will be made public today. There's a QR code on your table because we want you to know what we're up to. We want you to judge us by what we've set our sights on. But that group of commissioners dug in and really dived into these challenging questions of project delivery and of finance and of governance and all the things that we need to do better, all the things that we want to be the best in. So one, thank you to that group of commissioners. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you to the consultant team who's sitting here up front. Really incredible work all around. So, and as the saying goes, nothing about us without us. this could have been a really bad experience, right? Descending upon an agency, and we're going to look at all your stuff, and we're going to tell you what's wrong with you. But instead, we said, come on in, we're ready. We embraced it. The work, like I said, it focused on product delivery and workforce, governance, funding, equity, sustainability. There was engagement with more than 150 organizations across this region and across the state. Many, many interviews with IDOT staff, a staff-wide survey. We hadn't asked a question in a long time of how can we do better internally. There's great ideas here, all kinds of things that we need to know. Agencies, advocacy groups, industry organizations, a massive, massive effort. And the last 12 months, all of that work was quietly happening, because I'm sure none of you got on the public monthly meetings. But it was happening quietly. And where we are, where we've arrived, is a framework, at a framework for our future. And these are some of the categories. There were five objectives, and they were, one, accelerate project delivery. Great, speed and spend. Two, expand workforce capacity. Support. Maximize the value of investments. Be smart. Drive sustainable outcomes. Secure adequate funding. Strategic. Speed, spend, support, smart, strategic. Those are all of the ideas that they were able to pull together and develop this roadmap. And we've already started. The report, like I said, it's out today. And it's detailed. But it's on us, right? You've got your vision and your goals, some strategies, but we need the tactics and the metrics and the commitment to it. And in fact, you can see, I've already marked it up, so you don't have to read it. But there are things like, how long should our multi-year plan be? That's a really important question for us, given how much we have to do. How can we use alternative delivery even more robustly? And in fact, we have a new deputy secretary for project implementation who we stole from Michigan's DOT, thank you, who's going to stand up a laboratory. That's Brian. I say that so you'll go bother him. But that is, we're creating a laboratory for the best in how you deliver that will create this ecosystem within IDOT. That is, how can we do things better? How can we measure better? How can we bundle things? What's the right decision? How do we manage a project from nose to tail? Those kinds of things. So we're excited about it. Now, as an urban planner, you heard I'm an old urban planner, young urban planner. I know how easy it is. You move the plan. Yes, spike the plan. It's on a shelf and it looks great. That's not this plan. You know, I don't think I'm at an event in Chicago where we don't somehow touch on Burnham, and Tom did earlier. And everyone knows the quote, right? Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood. If you're a planner, you can keep going, right? But I like the second half of that quote. And I think it matters here. It's what Burnham said was, in that last piece, a noble, logical diagram, once recorded, will never die. But long after we're gone, it will be a living thing, asserting itself with an ever-growing insistency. We have made a noble, logical diagram. We will assert it with insistency. That is our commitment. We will transform this 280 pages of in-depth analysis that is built on this idea that we have worked to do together, and we will transform these recommendations into reality. And we are just getting started. In fact, we're publishing it today, and we've already moved on 59% of the recommendations in the plan. That is our commitment to change. All right. So we have a big year ahead of us. Tons of projects in the queue. I don't have enough time or slides to show you them all, but certainly, especially across the state, I-57 and I-70 out of District 7. We've got a $500 million bridge project along the Mississippi River. How cool. Bid on those things. We have projects in Carbondale, Bloomington, Springfield, Rockford, and, of course, a lot to do right here in Chicago. We've got, you know, I-80. Yes, I know about the meme where I-80 is constantly working on itself no matter what anyone thinks. We will get to the end of that. We will. I promise you. Bishop Ford is on deck. 290, massive project. That's from here to Mannheim Road. And it's a collaboration that includes our friends at CDOT and CTA and our incredible friends at CMAP and Aaron Alleman, who's here today, who's working very hard to keep us all aligned. We'll have some early-term infrastructure work for that project while we develop the vision and the scope that leverages the potential of that asset, right? 290, that cut through communities in Chicago back in the days of when Stud Terkel was interviewing Florence Scala about it, right? We need to stitch communities back together with the choices we make about infrastructure and get you where you need to go. And we have a lot of smaller projects that I hope you'll bid on and look forward to. Ogden Avenue in North Lawndale, a street I've stood on many times in my career. We have a big project coming up that will reimagine it and really respond to the development that's been happening there as the community has wrapped their arms around investing in making Lawndale its best possible self. So we have a big year ahead. A big year ahead. You know, in this year ahead, we also will keep pushing to make sure that our minority-owned and women-owned and veteran-owned businesses, that they participate in the work. This is really important. This is critical. Hire them. We use the term DBEs, disadvantaged business enterprises. And the federal government has come after this program, and we're not backing down. We're doing everything we can to make sure that our minority and women-owned and veteran-owned businesses get their fair share of the pie. So hire them if you're not one, and prime if you are one. Bid on our projects. We want you on our projects. We want you to be part of that $50 billion. So we will keep navigating the headwinds coming out of D.C. There's a breeze every day. But we will get every dollar that we are owed. We will fight for every dollar. We are winning fights left and right. They tried to take our electric vehicle money. We got it. Right? We'll sue the pants off of you to get it. I will tell you, we've been asked to generously deobligate funding that we're supposed to have. What? I'm not deobligating funding. That's my money. You can't trick me. Oh, we're on it. We are on it. Okay? So we have this big year ahead. But it's going to take all of us, all of us. This ecosystem in this room, outside of this room, working together. We have to make gains. We have to deliver. We have to do things large and small. And we can't do it alone. We need you. We need all of you. Because it takes all of us. These are strange and difficult times. But we still have this project of how we make life better for as many people as possible by how we build and manage and maintain and invest in and make decisions together about what we own in common. It is fundamental that we will debate and argue and wrangle. It's hard to decide things together. We will do all of that as a community, as an ecosystem. Because we have to decide together, what kind of public life do we want? What kind of infrastructure do we need? What services should we provide? What choices will we make to take care of the present and plant the seeds for the future? A better possible future for all of us. That community, you're here. You're in this room and you're outside of it. We are all partners in it. And as a steward for that public realm, in this moment, I promise you that at IDOT, we are your best possible partner in that project. We are here for this. We are good. We are good at so many things. We're filled with good, hardworking people, right? People working to make Illinois better every day in what they're doing. And we strive to be better. We know we have work to do, and we're on it. So we'll build on that good. We'll move toward that better, and we will be in the best in the country at what we do. Good. Better. best? Maybe you heard that before? Good, better, best. But it works. It's true. It's the path we're on. Every single day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, you can stick right here and we'll just...
Thank God you... Well, we can just stay right here because... First of all, good,
part.
Better, and then we're good, we're better. There's always next year to be best.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. We're growing.
And the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl next year.
He said it.
We'll get best. Thank God you took some of the time because I ran out of questions.
Oh.
Because you covered everything. Do we have 2 minutes? Literally 2 minutes. Just one question, and it's. I'll try to sum up a couple of different questions from a couple folks in the room, and we've talked a lot about the trains and buses piece of this, right?
Yeah. I
think we'd like to have you back and talk some bigger picture planning, some futurist, planning ideas that you have in public service, all of that. But for now, if you could address maybe the most immediate. With NEDA and with this new formation, this overhaul of the transit system, what role will you play in that? Because we understand all that you do on your day job. Now that's going to transform a little bit.
Yeah.
What role will you play in all that, and where can the folks in this room, you know who they all are, fit into that as that rolls out over the next year or so?
Sure thing.
Thanks.
Thanks for the question. So first we're going to start. It's pronounced NEDA, not NIDA.
Yeah.
NIDA, it's need a ride. Get it? Right? I didn't make that up. I know somebody. But can we just do that? Okay, well, and we do have to recognize the members of our General Assembly who are here, Ram Vilivalam and Eva Dina Delgado, and also Ken Buckner, who's not here, who really pushed, and the governor's office, Bria Scudder, who all came together to deliver something so important, right? How we move around, so important. So, if you wanted to read the thousands of pages of legislation, IDOT has a role to play, as we always have, on transit. And so we will be working with the governor's office, and the state will play a role in helping lead this effort. We're already in conversations. We're not waiting. And so we have statutory things that we have to do. We have a number of committees that we have to put together. And it's great because it helps us make sure that we're giving attention to this part of the state and also to downstate. And so we'll try to be the glue, right? Getting everybody to work well in the sandbox, making sure that the resources are there. That's part of our job, making sure we have consultant support for these important and hard moments, and making sure that we're looking out for the whole state. So there's a lot more coming on that. It's a really exciting moment. Who does this, right? Find me another city that figured this out. Find me another state that figured this out. Go talk to Philly and Pennsylvania and others, right? This is like, thank you, because it tracks. We can get the hard things done. So we're here to be a part of that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. As you were saying that, I was looking around the room at so many faces that made that happen.
I know.
There's so much to come on that. City Club is dedicated to continuing those conversations and with your advice and with your partnership. I hope it's not 10 years. I actually hope it's not 10 months by the time we get you back here to talk about, get deeper into some of these things. So that's my final question, of course. Will you come back? All right. We'll hold you to it. Please, all of you, hope you'll all come back, too. There's plenty more to come. Check out our website. Re-up your membership, renew if it's part of the new year. And, again, thank you to just an incredible public servant. She is Secretary Biagi. I knew her as an intern, and I was an intern. That Daniel Burnham quote, by the way, was on Lori Healy's memorial card. So many of us in this room were so deeply affected by her leadership, and she would be so incredibly proud of what you're doing today, as so many of us are in this room. So thank you again, Secretary Gia Biagi, and everybody, please enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Thanks for being at City Club.
Thank you.
That's great.